thank you for your time as well, Lee. It's much appreciated.
And this fundraiser is helping out those in Afghanistan because it has been a volatile situation for those living in Afghanistan of late, and we don't really know what the future holds. So you're trying to get some money together, and with that you've organised a psychic event.
Correct, yeah. So I think that was the basis of it, Lee, because we really don't know what's going to happen. And that was where the idea was born. A friend of mine who is a psychic medium in the local area, she was doing a tarot party when I was getting to that point of desperation to what can we do about this? You know, I know we're just, well, for me, speaking for myself, I'm just one person and I can't make a huge difference, but I can make a little difference.
Rather than sitting on our hands, it's just one way of helping out others.
Absolutely. And I think as people, that's what we do best, you know, as you can imagine. So this friend of mine was holding a tarot party and I just thought, what a wonderful way to raise money and just to have a bit of fun. And that's where the idea was born. So we're not doing a tarot party as such, but we just thought I had a couple of friends who are psychics and we thought, let's do this, let's make this happen and let's just raise a little bit of money and have some fun doing it.
So what time does this start and whereabouts is it tomorrow?
Being held at the Postmasters Inn in Swiston. So the beautiful girls who have just bought the business, Jo and Ingrid, they've actually donated the space for us. We're very, very grateful to them for their kindness and willingness to kind of be on board with us for this event.
It's all positive stuff though, isn't it, Joanna?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's the beauty of it. We've got our free will. So anyone can tell you anything, but you've got free will as well. So I'm not meaning to undermine the concept, but I suppose what I am trying to say, Lee, is that you will take from it whatever resonates with you. And that's the beauty of it. As people, we also have our own mind, our own opinion, our own thoughts, and that is what makes us individuals. So I do understand that there are skeptics out there, and that's okay too, but it's also part of the experience. Sometimes I've gone into something with skepticism and it's blown my socks off, Lee.
All the money raised to this will help out the human touch, the human side of life, and channeling some money towards those in Afghanistan who have done it pretty tough of late. So, it really is a good cause. The money, the fundraise, you just send it to some organisation there?
Correct. There's an organisation that's based in Australia called Mabobas Promise. And forgive me if I'm actually pronouncing that incorrectly. But basically, they've been on the ground in Afghanistan for 25 years providing things like camps for the people. They've been providing camps and they have a ground task force. They do a lot of work with people, getting them food, clean water, medical supplies, basically lots of different necessities based on the needs for the people on the ground. And so when this volatile situation started to worsen, I suppose, and they've stood up and they've said, we're not leaving, we're not going to leave these people, we're actually going to stay here and we're going to provide hope to people. And I think that's why we've chosen them to donate our money, because they've been there for a long time. They're an Australian-based organisation and they've just proven themselves time and time again. So basically what we're asking people to do is we're asking people to give me a call.
Yep.
On the phone number 0448 290883 and book an appointment with me. Look, I have been aware there are people who have the idea that they can just show up, and by all means, if someone shows up and there's a spot, I'm happy to get them in. But the truth is that there's potential. When we're playing with chance, there's the fact that we are nearly just flirting with disappointment, right?
Joanna Jolly, I really appreciate your time this morning on 7B Breakfast to tell us all about it.
Oh, Lee, thank you so much for the opportunity and thank you so much for just having an open conversation with me.